Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Badass, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This is Erica. I am your host for today's episode of Blog Talk Radio. VJ is out of town in Washington, D.C. this week, so I hope he is doing well there. This week, we are going to talk about domestic violence. I personally have had experience with this, and I know a lot of other people, men and women, that have had experience with domestic violence. A couple of statistics here. Every 9 seconds in the U.S., a woman is assaulted or beaten. And around the world, at least one in every three women has been beaten, coerced into sex, or otherwise abused during her lifetime, most often between or by men or family members that they know. You know, that's really a sad statistic, that every 9 seconds somebody in this country is beating their woman. That's just ridiculous to me. I mean, it's, why do we feel that, you know, we need to hit people, that we need to verbally abuse people, that we need to take what we want from them? By the end of this show, 200 women in the U.S. will have been assaulted or beaten. That's one every 9 seconds. So by the end of this episode, 200 women will have experienced some type of domestic violence. It's also the leading cause of injury to women, more than car accidents, muggings, and rapes combined. That means the people that we know, that we are associating with women, that they're causing more injury to us than three different types of criminal activity. Well, two types of criminal activity and accidents. People that we know are hurting us more than that. And that's something that we need to handle. We need to start standing up for ourselves. We need to start speaking up. We need to start expecting more of the people that we know. If we start seeing those signs that, you know, the anger, it starts, you know, maybe with verbal abuse, and it escalates. It can escalate, and it can be deadly. And we need to start looking out for each other. If we see a friend or family member or something that is, you know, starting to show signs of being abused, starting to pull away, starting to not talk to you as much, starting to show bruises or, you know, just quiet when they were once outgoing. We need to start speaking to our friends and family about that. You know, we need to start stepping up and saying, hey, this is not okay. We need to start, you know, getting stuff going and making stronger women. And I mean, in some cases, men too, because there's been cases of men being physically abused also. Studies suggest that up to 10 million children witness some form of domestic violence annually. That means the most innocent people in our society, 10 million children witness some type of domestic violence annually. That's a lot of kids that are seeing stuff that they don't need to be seeing, people. This is just crazy. You know, 3-, 4-, 5-year-old children do not need to be seeing their mother's hair being yanked out, or her being hit like a grown man, or somebody talking to their mother, you know, just out of control, calling them names and all types of stuff. Our children see this And they just reflect that. Young boys start hitting on girls and beating up on girls and calling girls names. And little girls start accepting that type of stuff. They grow up thinking that it's okay for them to get hit. Because daddy hit mommy. Or, you know, mommy's new boyfriend hit mommy. You know, and they see this and they think that it's okay. And nearly 1 in 5 teenage girls, this is teenagers, you know, young girls that aren't even adults yet, who have been in a relationship, said a boyfriend threatened violence or self-harm if presented with a breakup. What is going on with our teenagers? If a young girl comes up to a young boy and says, you know, I'm just not really feeling you too much anymore. I think we need to, you know, separate. He's going to threaten her with violence or that he's going to kill himself? What is the mental state of our children that they feel that they need to threaten somebody else or themselves in order to stop that? Why are our kids saying that they need to be in a relationship? These are teenagers. These are kids that haven't even experienced life. They don't know what's going on in this world. And yet they're ready to kill themselves over somebody else. That doesn't make any sense. We need to start educating our children on relationships. We need to start showing them and being good examples of good, healthy relationships. Because if our teenagers are threatening, I've seen multiple girls and boys say, you know, if you leave me, I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to kill myself. And that's a form of abuse because you're forcing the other person to think about staying in something that they don't want to stay in. You know, if Jane feels that, you know, Joe is not good for her anymore and she wants to break up with Joe, but she cares about him. She doesn't want him to hurt himself. You know, and Joe comes at her, well, I'm going to kill myself if you break up with me. Then she's stuck. Well, okay, I'll stay. But then, you know, a month or two later, you're still not going to be happy. You're still forced to be in that relationship because that person threatened you or made you feel that you were going to be the cause of something bad for them. Every day in the U.S., more than 3 women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends. Wow. This is why I'm saying we need to stand up for our friends, our sisters, our, you know, cousins, whatever the case may be. We need to stand up for people that we see getting abused. Because this is what happens. People get killed. And this stuff is not okay. You know, it doesn't make any sense that 3 women are murdered by their husbands and boyfriends daily. So in a year, that's almost 1,000 women. You know, that's out of control. Because a lot of these guys, they get so angry that they don't mean to kill their women. They don't mean to beat up their women. But they don't know how to deal with their anger. And we need to start helping people, channel their anger in a more positive manner. Because murdering people is out of control. And then, whoops, you hit your girl, she fell on the stairs, and now she's dead. Now, not only are you lost your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it was, but now you're facing prison time. You're going to prison over your anger. 92% of women surveyed listed reducing domestic violence and sexual assault as their top concern. So more women in this country are concerned with reducing domestic violence and sexual assault than gun violence, then all that other stuff. You know, that's showing something, that if women are that concerned about that, we need to really pay attention to that. Domestic violence victims lose nearly 8 million days of paid work per year in the U.S. alone. That's the equivalent of 32,000 full-time jobs. And that's, you know, that's really sad, because when a woman gets beat up, she has no desire to go into work and have to explain why she's got a big old black eye or her lips cut wide open. You know, she doesn't want to explain the fact that her arm's in a sling now, you know, to all those people at work. And so she calls off. And that'll cause a woman to lose her job really quick, you know, and that takes from our kids. That takes from, you know, our home and stuff like that. That's getting into, not only are you hurting the person that you're abusing, you're hurting the family if you guys have children. You're hurting the company that the person works for. They're expecting to see their employee and get some type of production out of their employee. So, in the end, they may just get fired. Based on reports from 10 countries, between 55% and 95% of women who have been physically abused by their partners had never contacted non-governmental organizations, shelter, or the police for help. Which means, basically, we're not reporting it. And that is probably one of the biggest reasons why we still have such a domestic violence problem. If you get hit, you need to report it. If you're being physically, verbally, emotionally abused, then we need to report this stuff. It's just crazy. You know, and when we don't report it, that goes to show that the abuser has the control. That shows that the guy can get away with it, basically. It shows that, you know, it's just, you don't care, really. That you're okay with being hit, that you're okay with being abused and hurt. But if we start calling the police, if we start leaving these men, maybe they will get some type of opening, an eye opening or some sort, just to get people to change. You know, maybe they'll be like, "Oh, hey, I really miss so and so. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should get my mind right, and maybe I should stop being so angry. Maybe I should go get some help. You know, maybe I should do this." And they'll start maybe getting motivated once they realize that people in their lives are leaving them because of the way that they act. The cost of intimate partner violence in the U.S. alone exceeds $5.8 billion a year. $1.4 billion are for direct medical and health care services, while productivity losses account for nearly $1.8 billion, which is what I was stating before in the workplace. They expect an employee to show up and produce whatever it is that their job expects them to produce. And when they don't show up to do that, that's money lost for the company. When the company loses enough money, that person's going to lose their job because the company doesn't want to keep on losing money. You know, they may feel bad for your situation, but it's a business. It's not personal. You know, they may feel for you and let you slide for a little while, but eventually you're going to get let go if you keep on messing around and skipping work because, you know, you've got a partner that can't keep his hands off you. Men who as children witnessed their parents' domestic violence were twice as likely to abuse their own wives than sons of nonviolent parents, which most people already know. Most people know that, you know, when your child sees that, they think it's normal. They think it's an okay relationship, that they think that every relationship. Oh, yeah, dad hits mom to make sure she does what she's supposed to do and this and that. No, you know, our kids need to see the fact that, you know, it's just, it's not okay. That a good, healthy, loving relationship is waking up in the morning with smiles on your face and saying good morning and I love you to every person in your house. You know, a good relationship is, you know, giving hugs and kisses every day to every member of your family. You know, a good relationship is communication and trust and respect, not name-calling and abuse and pushing and shoving. That just, you know, that shows our kids that it's not okay, that it's okay to be violent and to do what you have to do, basically, to get what you want. And that's not okay. You need to work to get what you want. And if you want something done, and if somebody doesn't want to do it for you, you do it for yourself. It's as simple as that. Let's see, what else we have? Let's see, 40% of girls ages 14 to 17 report knowing someone their age who has been hit or beaten by a boyfriend. My guess is it's probably more than that, you know, because at 14 to 17, not too many girls open up about that stuff, you know, and I think a lot of girls that they may have done that study on probably weren't quite honest about that because, you know, I knew a lot of young girls in high school that were being threatened, being abused, not, you know, everyday beat 'em up style, but, you know, it doesn't matter what, how often it happens. Abuse is abuse. And whether it's happened once or 1,000 times, it's probably going to happen again if you're still with that same guy. In a national survey of American families, 50% of the men who frequently assaulted their wives also frequently abused their children. So, women, think about this. If your man is abusing you, husband, boyfriend, whatever the case, think about what he's doing to your children. Think about how your children get disciplined on a daily basis. Is it discipline or is it abuse? You need to step back and you need to look at that because our children are the most important things in our whole lives. And if we can't protect our children, then there's nobody out there that will better than a mother. You know, there's people out there that are, you know, taking your child, you know, in foster care or whatever, maybe a family member. But our children are born to us. We carry those kids for 9 months. We are the ones protecting them in our stomach. We are the ones that need to protect them outside. They're the first ones in our lives. They are the ones that we need to look at and say, hey, you're better than this. I don't want you growing up looking at this. I don't want you seeing all this disrespect and this violence and this anger in this house. This isn't right. We need to protect our kids. They don't deserve to be abused. They don't deserve to be called names. They don't deserve to see any of that. On average, between 1993 and 2004, well, that was a while ago, children under age 12 were residents of households experiencing intimate partner violence in 43% of incidents involving female victims and 25% of incidents involving male victims. So that means that there were young kids there. Not just, you know, not teenagers. They were kids under 12, youth, innocents that are, you know, and like I said, abuse can happen to males and females. You know, it says, due to cultural norms that require men to present a strong facade and that minimize female perpetrated abuse, let's see, individuals who are controlling of their partners are much more likely to also be physically assaultive, and this holds equally for both male and female perpetrators. Societal norms support female perpetrated abuse in the home. So basically what they're saying there is that society supports females being abusive, is what I'm reading in that. And that really doesn't, you know, go well with me. I can't swallow that very easily. That kind of leaves a lump in my throat, because the females can be downright crazy. And those of you females that are listening, you know you are. You know, I can be crazy. But I'm not going to put my hands on my significant other. I'm not going to put my hands on my children. And society should not support men or women hitting each other. You know, and I think men feel that they have become, I guess I would say, you know, a little less heard because they have to be strong, you know, but they need to get up and, you know, do what the females need to get up and do. They need to show the females that this is not okay. They need to report this stuff. If your girl comes at you with a bat because you, or a knife or whatever, because you came in the door 15 minutes later than you said you would, and she didn't know where you were, or she heard something suspicious in the back of the phone, or you didn't answer your phone, whatever it is, you cannot let this go on. Because, you, again, your children will see your girl, well, my mommy hurting daddy. So then your daughters start thinking that it's okay to beat up on men. And then they end up with a man that's beating up on them. It's just a vicious cycle. We need to stop this. And the thing we need to do is to start by reporting it. That's the first thing you need to do. And don't, when you call the police, ladies and guys too, when you call the police and you make that report and he goes to jail and calls you, oh, I'm so sorry, baby, I didn't mean it. No, I'm a get out, I'm a changed man, I'm a changed woman, I'm never going to do this again. No, 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 absolutely not. You go to that court date, you make sure that they never do this to you again. Because as soon as they get out and give you all hugs and kisses and you miss that court date, oh, there it goes. Something else is going to happen, and you know, the man or the woman, whoever the abuser is going to turn around and start abusing you again. And you dropped the charges already. You missed the court date. You can't do anything about it again. So now you got to start the whole process over again. So call up the police, send them to jail, and then they call you from jail. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. You know, see, the thing is if you would have gone to the court date and gotten that person help, maybe, just maybe, that could have worked out for you guys. Because if that person gets counseling, there is possible change for everybody. And I know that, working for the Mad Dads. I see it every day. People changing their lives, changing from being drug dealers and, you know, gang members into being productive, responsible members of society. You know, you can go to anger management class. You can learn to channel that anger and that violence into something better for yourself and for your family. So the best thing that we can do right now in order to help stop this is to report it. Report it every time it happens. Not just, you know, when the bad one happens. No, you report it every single time. And you let that abuser know, and you let whoever it is in your life know that you're not going to stand up for it, because you are a strong person and you are going to make sure that the people in your life have respect for you, respect for your family, and respect for your things. So we got about 5 minutes left, and I would just like to, seeing as how nobody decided to call and talk to me about this, remind you about the Tuesday evening group this tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. There's a buffet dinner that starts at 5. It's at 3023 4th Avenue South, about a half a block up off of Lake Street on 4th Avenue at the Center for Fathering. You can call Mad Dads if you need to. If you need to get a hold of us, any questions or anything like that, 612-455-4630. Let's see what else we got going on this week. I don't think we have too much going on. We've got another group. We've got Tuesday and Thursday groups this week. So if you can't come tonight, come on Thursday, and we'll definitely take care of you. We'll help you find a job, housing. If you need help with food, clothing, we can get you hooked up with resources for all of that stuff. So we hope to see you tonight at the group. And stay blessed.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing the left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the trouble fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love on the...